Last year, political cartoonist Ahmed Kabir Kishore and 10 others were arrested. They were accused of criticizing the Bangladeshi government's response to COVID-19. After 10 months in jail, Kishore is now out on bail.
I could never imagine that one day I would be facing jail terms and torture just for drawing political cartoons and making critical comments. We're going through a time when they are trying to break an artist's brush and writer's pen. This is not the kind of Bangladesh we dreamt of.
The Digital Security Act that was used to arrest people like Kishore was passed 3 years ago. It gives the government wide-ranging powers to search, find, and arrest anyone without a warrant. Hundreds of dissenting voices, including young students, have been charged and detained under this law. The last resort for an accused is to seek justice in Bangladesh's highest court.
In a verdict reached in March this year, the Chief Justice of Bangladesh cautioned a man accused of violating the Digital Security Act that there would be no consideration for bail for people who tarnish the image of Bangladesh in any way. To many, that interpretation of law was both vague and discouraging.
After 53-day mysterious disappearance, photojournalist Shafiqul Islam Kajal was found blindfolded and tied up near the Indian border. His son Pollock says his father was subsequently arrested and is on bail now facing trial.
My father is a journalist, is now facing 3 Digital Security Act cases against him. In one of them, out of the 32 accused, he is the only one still being charged while the other 31 names have been dropped. This says it all about what we are going through.
The government admits the legislation has not worked perfectly, but its law minister says steps should be taken to make sure no one can be arrested before the end of an investigation.
We have seen few misuse and abuse of the Digital Security Act, and we are having a dialogue with the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights Office in Geneva so that we can understand the best practices all over the world, and we would like to stop the misuse and the abuse of this law.
AKM Wahiduzzaman was a professor at Bangladesh's National University. He was sacked last year after a post on social media about the Prime Minister. He is in exile fearing prosecution under the Digital Act.
The current government is fearful of the general public. They don't tolerate any kind of dissent or free speech that would inspire people to rise up. They used Section 57 under the ICT Act to terminate me from my job and sent me to jail.
In recent years, at least 10 editors of national and regional dailies and online news platforms have faced legal charges under this cyber law, according to Amnesty International. Many now resort to self-censorship. Despite the mass protest and criticism from human rights groups after the mysterious death of the writer Mushtaq Ahmed in custody, the government has refused to revoke the act. But in a year when the Nobel Peace Prize was awarded to 2 journalists, many here believe the use of the Digital Security Act threatens the rights and freedoms they're guaranteed under their constitution. Tanvir Chaudhary, Al Jazeera, Dhaka.